Please listen to this one verse written by Prabodhananda Saraswati. But listen carefully. Oh, this most blissful land of Vrindavan is incomprehensible. That means it is not understandable, even to the most learned persons and their masters. The land of Vrindavan looks like one thing, but actually it is inconceivable. No one can understand it. It is so deep. It is the topmost spiritual truth and full of unlimited glory. Now just think of how glorious unlimited glory is. It is full of unlimited glory. And here we are, sitting in Vrindavan, perhaps even on the dust of Vrindavan. It gives immense pleasures to the Supreme Lord. Once, perhaps 80 years ago, I'm not sure where all you were 80 years ago. Many of you probably were old bearded sadhus in the Himalayas or babas wandering around Vrindavan. But 80 years ago, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, took a parikrama around Vrindavan. And you see this tree right over here? Well, it is, what kind of a tree is it? It is a neem tree, yes. And neem trees are especially used in the old days instead of toothbrushes. So you can still, at least there used to be when you travel by train, they in the different train stops, they would sell twigs from these trees. Just Prabhupada said, they should be that thick. So when the parikrama party was traveling and the devotees would wish to have a toothbrush and they want to cut branches from the trees, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur refused to let them to do that. Because his mood was, and the reality is, the reality was, and the reality is, and the reality will be, that Vrindavan is fully meant for the pleasure of Krishna. So this is really something to keep in mind when we're chanting here in this most sacred place. Because Vrindavan gives immense, great pleasure to Krishna. And by sitting in Vrindavan and chanting in a full-hearted way Krishna's names, we also participate in Vrindavan giving pleasure to Krishna. We are worshiping Krishna with our tongues, with our ears as we chant, and with our full heart, with our full consciousness. If we can just do it, if we can just do it for a very short period of time, because here we are, how often do we get to sit in this amazing place by Giriraj Govardhan, who can hear everything? How often do we get to be in this circumstance? So if we are fortunate or intelligent or even lucky, if we can just use this time in a wise way, the benefit will be immense. But Srila Bhakti, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati, he doesn't end here. He says, it is completely transcendental, Vrindavan. It is self-manifest. It's full of transcendental sweetness. And if we're just a little careful and a little silent inside, maybe we can perceive a little bit of the transcendental sweetness, unlimited transcendental sweetness that exists in Vrindavan. And Prabodhananda Saraswati concludes this verse by saying, by its sweet nectar that's flowing everywhere, it brings great happiness to my mind, because his consciousness is fully receptive to the great happiness that is flowing through the air, that is in the trees, that is on the ground in the dust of Vrindavan. Now, what I would like you to do right now is very, very quietly stand up and look at the trees. Stand up and look at the branches of the trees. And see which trees are moving the most, the branches. But look around at the branches. I notice that when the kirtan goes on, they move a little more. It seems that way. But which ones are moving the most right now? Just look. We won't take a vote, but just see how wonderful these trees are. Some of them are so old, and they're all so fortunate. And can you hear the parrots? Or maybe that's someone's mobile phone with a parrot ringtone. Okay, now sit down. See, in this neem tree over here, when I was here a few weeks ago, there was a parrot family living in that hole right over there. And during the kirtans, they would come out. But they seem to have moved their dwelling place. But now listen. Listen with an open heart and a peaceful mind to the words of Prabodhananda Saraswati describing Vrindavan. The trees and creepers of Vrindavan are stunned by the nectarian waves of the spiritual moon. The forest of Vrindavan is filled with the dancing and the sweet singing of peacocks, cuckoos, and parrots. Intoxicated humming bees fly through the groves of Vrindavan. The rivers and lakes of Vrindavan flood the entire abode with sweet nectar. Just meditate on that Vrindavan, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur said. Just meditate on that Vrindavan. So as you hear his words, you are hearing his meditation, and you meditate on what he says, please. Even if one is controlled by lusty desires, even if one is desirous of name and fame, and even if one is averse against following the regulative principles, if he takes shelter of Vrindavan and attains its mercy, what perfection remains for him to achieve? Why would one not meditate without deviation on the abode of Sri Vrindavan? Because it is an ocean of mercy, and it is more soothing than the full moon. O Vrindavan, you are completely transcendental. Therefore, you always accept me taking shelter of you. O Vrindavan, I am the most fallen. Why? Because I falsely claim that I belong to you. Therefore, out of your own mercy, please accept me as your servant. I am the most wretched person. Therefore, will I be ever able to live in that most merciful abode of Vrindavan? Without any obstacles, will I live there? Will I ever understand the mellows of love for Lord Hari? In every direction in Vrindavan, there is the fragrance of pollen. The entire abode of Vrindavan is flooded by an ocean of nectar. It is covered with spiritual rays and with a sweet sound vibrated by intoxicated birds. All glories to that Vrindavan. The land of Vrindavan is inhabited by grass, by trees and creepers, that are all composed of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. It is decorated with groves wherein the most ecstatic pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna take place. It is decorated with transcendental lakes, rivers, mountains. It is inhabited by transcendental birds and animals. I meditate on Vrindavan, where even the bees fly around intoxicated in ecstasy. It has many wonderful jeweled altars. Sri Vrindavan looks most attractive. It is decorated with ever blissful divine trees and creepers. It is saturated with the pleasing sounds of birds that are overwhelmed with ecstatic love, and it is surrounded by the nectarian Kalindi River. I meditate on such Vrindavan. Now, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he is a fanatic. He sees in only one way, and that one way is filled with the ecstasy of his love for Krishna. The holy names are there for us to become that kind of realized, immersed fanatic. Sri Krishna himself in the Bhagavatam, in the 10th chapter of the 10th canto, he says, he defines a sadhu as, one of the definitions he gives is sutaram mad kritatmatam, sutaram mad kritatmana. And it means that a sadhu is one who is sutaram, completely, excessively, fully, mat kritatmanam, he's given himself to me. Sutaram is such an interesting word. It has a very sweet sound to it. He's given himself excessively, completely, fully to me. Now, in the kirtan that we have now, let us try to be sadhus and give ourselves completely and excessively to the holy names, which are none different from Krishna. Let us try our best to give our ears, our minds, our tongues, and our hearts to Krishna.